Friday. 10 minutes until a fortnight of freedom. Drum roll, please. Miss Grogan makes a final circuit of the display boards, then clip-clops back to her desk.
You've made it very tricky for me, Year 5, she says, her eyes twinkling. But I've made my decision. Drum roll, please.
Some kids rap their knuckles on their tables. Others use pencils and rulers. Most also stamp their feet. Usually I'd join in with this rare opportunity to make as much noise as physically possible in class. Today, I stay as still as I can, squeezing my thighs together to hold on to the nervous wee bubbling inside me. If I'm to believe my classmates, my entry into the end-of-term art challenge has a high chance of winning. A wet patch on my pants would definitely ruin the moment. I make the mistake of catching Destiny Dean's eye across the table. She flashes me a confident sneer, then flutters her eyelashes in Miss Grogan's direction, her right index finger placed firmly across her lips. Typical Destiny. As if our teacher's decision will be swayed by noticing who's pointing at their nostrils. Although, to be honest, Destiny is a regular winner of our class competitions. But we've never been set an art challenge before, and drawing's my thing. My mum says I was born holding a felt-tip pen and announced my artistic genius by drawing the intricate ring of leaves that circle her belly button. I used to scrawl on anything I could lay my hands on when I was little. Walls, floors, clothes, my own naked body. So I totally didn't get this was a joke until I was about 6 and discovered what tattoos were. I'm such a doofus.